Hey, you're listening to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog mixedupwithcurves.com, and this is where we talk about style, life, and pretty much anything people will tolerate me talking about. Don't Mix In, episode 15. All right, today we're going to talk about something a little bit different. I keep saying that, but I guess this is a little different. We're going to be talking about how I generate income to fund my blog. Basically, I'm going to be talking about how I resell clothes on Poshmark. And this is based on a blog post called Styling on a Budget, Selling on Poshmark, which you can find on mixedupwithcurves.com. I'm going to go ahead and link it in the show notes for you so you can follow along. Hey, let's hold that thought and hear a little bit from one of my sponsors. Hey, so if you're like me, finding a place to eat is a project. Either, you know, I'm in downtown LA or Pasadena, I'm trying to figure out where can I eat and want to phone a friend, right? So infatuation is that friend. Infatuation helps you find the right restaurants for any situation. So I looked up finding a place for brunch. They had it. If I wanted to get a meal for under $10, they got that too. And you know, I'm on a budget, so I'm into that list. So infatuation has you covered for any situation. So if you ever needed a place to eat, but you don't want to go through all those reviews that are, they could be, you know, a little unreliable too, go ahead and hit up theinfatuation.com or download their free app for iOS and Android to search thousands of restaurant reviews and guides in 22 major cities around the world. Or let Infatuation do the work for you by sending them a text to 64560. Again, 64560. And so you can go ahead and talk to a real person that way that will respond to you and try to figure out the restaurant that's perfect for whatever you're trying to get into. So go ahead, check out theinfatuation.com or text the code 64560. Okay, so I talk a lot about being on a budget because I am, but I don't talk about how do I have income to maintain that budget. So what I want to get into today is talk about how I resell clothes on Poshmark. So for those who don't know, Poshmark is basically like a reselling community where you can buy and sell your clothes. So I can buy from other, people who are selling their own clothes, and they call me closets, and then you can resell your clothes, and it's a community, and you can follow people and that sort of thing. So it's pretty fun. But I had first started with eBay. I've been using eBay for over 10 years, just reselling clothes that after a while just kind of weren't serving me anymore, or I just was like, you know, maybe I shouldn't have bought this in the first place. So I would sell on eBay. So what would happen with eBay is I would, for instance, I would list like a trench coat and have a tracking number and all that. And then the person who was the buyer was like, hey, I didn't get it. And you're like, wait, what? And then it would turn into this thing. So sometimes the sale went fine, no problem. And then other times there was like shady business going on. And it just became a bit of a headache. So I just kind of stopped doing the eBay thing, I'd say about a couple years ago. And I just also stopped buying stuff that I wasn't like that I would end up selling in anyway. So I think that was a part of it too. And then I just kind of stumbled upon Poshmark. So with reselling clothes, it addresses a couple things that I think, if you're like me, that you kind of go through when you buy something. So first of all, if you have a family or a spouse or whatever, you have other expenses, there's the whole like kind of mom guilt, you know, or if you're supposed to be saving, there's savings guilt where you're like, should I buy this? Oh God, you know, I feel bad. I buy it anyway, but, but I do go through that process. And then there's like, for me, spouse guilt where I'm like, oh, I got to rationalize why I bought this, how much was it? And that sort of thing. So, reselling clothes for me has addressed those two, guilt things. I mean, we can keep going on the different guilt, but, it's helped me kind of just be able to maintain my blog and then just refresh my wardrobe and, not go outside of my, budget. It was about, I don't know, a year ago when I started doing Poshmark. I had accumulated a lot of clothing and I felt like I was ready to kind of do a refresh. There were some things that I had hung on to when my job was different and I had more kind of like Ann Taylor, a lot more corporate looking types of things. And I felt like some things I just kind of just had outgrown and weren't part of my lifestyle anymore. So I thought, okay, I want to sell them, but I did not want to go through the whole eBay and people saying, oh, I didn't get it or I did get it and that sort of thing. So I just started researching and came across Poshmark. And what I liked was that it's a community and the communication between the buyer and seller is out in the open, which is different than eBay. So if there is a problem, people can see it. And you can't be making up crazy stuff. And I feel like in general, people are pretty friendly on there. So anyway, so I just decided, okay, let me give it a try and decided to sell quite a bit of items. So what I'm going to do today is kind of go through my process of first how I decide what I'm going to sell, and then the next part of this episode we'll talk about the process of selling on Poshmark and kind of my tips and that sort of thing. And of course, you can go ahead and go to the blog post on mixitupwithcurves.com, styling on budget, selling on Poshmark. It's going to be linked in the show notes for you if you want to follow along. I also have a really fun outfit in this post. It's that same polka dot midi skirt that I had in a previous post. That's from Who What Wear, and I just paired it with a yellow pullover sweater, and that's just an example of an outfit that I'm able to buy because I have been selling items on Poshmark. Okay, so what I'm gonna do is kind of go through how I decide what I'm gonna sell, and then we'll talk about that process. So the first thing I would say is number one, make sure you are selling something that you loved when you bought it. So you got to think about because it's a community, you want to make sure that you're putting some good stuff out there and not, items that you really should donate. So when I'm, kind of clearing out my closet, I'll think about this is something I can sell, and then this is something I should just donate. It's not worthy of taking someone's money for. So just think about that. Is it something that if I were to receive this in the mail, would I be excited about it? And that brings me right to tip number two. You don't want to sell junk. So you want to sell things or items that are in acceptable condition. So you want to look at, okay, does it have any holes in it? Is it any peeling? It faded. I just kind of inspect the item and I might ask my family, like, hey, does this look okay? Should I sell this? And they'll tell me, like, oh, that looks kind of junky. So I go, okay, donate. Again, so make sure it's not junk. For me, when I'm selling, I'm also promoting my blog. So I want to make sure it's going to be something that a follower will like and they're going to be like, oh, this is good, and not be like, that chick's kind of cheap, So just be mindful of that. I think also look at, okay, if it's going to be a donate item, there's other things you can do to kind of help you maintain a budget. I'll get into that in another episode. But again, have a donate and then have a resell pile so you separate the items that are just not in acceptable condition that you wouldn't want to receive. Okay, for tip three, it's don't sell an essential or a really good basic. So, like I mentioned, I sold a trench coat. And there was one that I sold that I really debated for a while, but I was like, well, I'm not going to use it that much. And there's times where I'm like, man, should I have sold it? But it was in really good condition. And it was just something I wasn't using. So if it's a basic, I try to make sure, is it just something that's not part of my lifestyle anymore? But just be careful because a basic is one of those things that are a wardrobe essential and that they can be changed up and worn in different ways and are pretty versatile. So I would say stay away from selling basics unless you're like, you absolutely know it's not part of your lifestyle anymore, or you have bought another item to replace it, so that you're not having sellers regret. And that brings me to tip four. Don't sell something you're going to regret. So what I do is I like when I'm thinking about selling something, I'll put it in the I kind of our coat closet, and so it's out of reach. And so I just think about, okay, am I going to try to reach for it? That sort of thing. So it's out of sight. The other thing I then do is I go through previous blog posts and in my Instagram feed, and I look to see if I've worn it. So I think that that's pretty telling too. So if it's just been sitting in your closet, it's in good condition, and again, maybe just doesn't match your lifestyle anymore, that's something to sell, because then you can refresh your wardrobe with something you will wear, right? So again, look at the, you know, we're all taking all these pictures all the time, right? So you might as well put it to good use and look to see if that item is popping up in your feed or other, social media. Once I figure out what I'm going to sell, then the next thing is, okay, how am I going to sell it? The process. So the first thing I look at is just, do I have the time to put in to, post everything, prep it, and ship it out? So if you listen to episode 2, where I talk about thrifting, it's kind of the same thing. I feel like you really want to make sure you have enough time set aside to really, look through the items, post them, and be ready to ship them. So sometimes people will just kind of buy a bunch of stuff and bundle it. And I'll talk a little bit more about what that is and that sort of thing. And so what I've found is I'm like, whoa, I got to hurry up and hustle and get these items out, because they're supposed to be shipped out in 2 days from the time that they purchase them. So, if I don't have time, that can really screw up my ratings and that sort of thing. Or it turns into where I'm like asking my husband to go and drop things off, or I'm like, let me drop it off on the way to work. It just gets really complicated. So my advice is make sure you have time set aside to post the items and ship them and pack them and do all those things, so you can, get them out to the buyers in time. The next thing I do is I make sure that I take really clear pictures of the items. So, what I'll take is the, picture of the item from all the way out, so you can see the whole item. And then I'll take a picture of the size, the tag with the brand. And I also take a picture of the care tag, which kind of, talks about the fabric and also how to care for it. And I think that's pretty good. Then what I also do is I go and find pictures online of the item from the brand itself. And then I also, if I have any blog pictures, I will go ahead and include those, because most of the people who follow me on Poshmark are a similar size, so they can see how it looks on. And then, so I'll just have like a variety of pictures for them to get an idea of how the item will fit. The next tip is talking about packaging. So with Poshmark, there's etiquette and norms in the community, and you want to make sure that you follow them. So the packaging, it should look like a kind of like a gift or a present, so they'll show you items, examples of items and how they're packaged and what it should look like. So what I do is I use tissue paper. I usually try to get, packaging that matches kind of the aesthetic of my blog. And I include some ribbon, and then I put my business card for my blog on there, because that way, I'm promoting my blog at the same time. But, you just want to make sure the items look nice and presentable, and it's kind of like a gift that you're sending off. So the next thing we want to talk about is packaging. So Poshmark has etiquette and norms, and, it's expected that when you're selling something, you're going to package it almost like a gift. So what I do is I include tissue paper and ribbon, and I just kind of go with the other thing I would say it's really important is to communicate with the buyer. So if someone buys something like on a Sunday or on the weekend, I'd make sure they understand, okay, I'm going to get it out to you in a couple days, but that's not considered a business day because the post office isn't open on Sundays and that sort of thing. So just communicate. And if they give you a good rating and a comment, I make sure I comment back, just so they know that you appreciate their business, and you're just building relationships so that you can have people who will buy your items on a regular basis. And I have some of my followers, because they call them followers, you can follow people on Poshmark, who are regular customers and get items from me. And then they also follow me on Instagram. So it's kind of fun to develop these relationships with people. All right. The last thing I want to talk about is pricing, and what Poshmark refers to as bundling. So for pricing, what I do is I kind of, keep monitoring how much response I'm getting from the my followers when I post an item. So if I'm getting a lot of likes but no offers, because people can offer and you can counter offer, I will lower the price a bit. If I feel like I'm getting, lots of likes and offers, then I feel like I've reached the right kind of price point for an item. So I think it's something to look at. You want to be realistic. So my items are all on a budget. So it's more about the quantity of items I'm selling, not, just trying to sell one thing and make like 20 bucks, because it's not going to happen, because Poshmark takes a little bit of a commission of your what you sell. Okay, so you want to keep in mind that, just trying to find that right kind of price point, and that it's more about the volume of items you sell together is how you make the money. All right, so let's talk about bundling. So Poshmark has this feature where you can bundle items as a buyer. So you can, have a buyer like select like four items, and then they can make an offer to you. So that's been something where, I've been able to make some sales that way. And the other thing is I sometimes create bundles. So I'll just kind of sell a lot of items together. So if I have two tops where I'm like, well, I can only sell these for like $5. Why don't I put them together and I will sell them for $8. And if they're pretty similar, in style, then the buyers might be interested in that kind of combination of items. So that I think has really helped my sales, the price point and the bundling, and just being open to negotiating, and being realistic about my price point, because these are items that I got from Target or H&M. They're all a lower price point, so I can't be expecting like top dollar for them. It's more about the quantity of items that I'm going to sell. That's how I'm going to make my money. Okay, the outcomes. So now you really want to just know, how much money did you make with all this bundling and tissue paper and all that stuff? Okay, so from, Poshmark selling for a year, my total was $650. Not a lot, right? But it's better than what I had before, which was nothing when I didn't resell my items. So keep in mind too that I'm juggling like family, I work full time, and I also am going to graduate school. So I'm just kind of doing this in waves when I feel like, okay, I'm ready to let go of some items. I'm ready to post. And I feel like it's a good amount of money for not a lot of stress. Because again, eBay could make more money, but I think it's really unpredictable, and more of a headache with packaging. And, you're not building relationships with buyers the way you are with Poshmark. Another outcome is that, by reselling clothes, I'm reducing waste, and I'm, making some room for other items in my closet. I'm getting clothes that I had to, to get to a new home instead of them being, sent to a landfill or something like that. So I feel like it's, win-win all around. And then I really like that Poshmark's a community. I'm building relationships, and there's been people now that are following me on Instagram and that are regular buyers, and it's just more of a friendly place than the wild, wild west of eBay. So again, if you look on this blog post, I have all the steps outlined for you in terms of how I decide the items that I'm gonna sell, and also the process I go through with Poshmark. And then I have this fun little outfit on there that is also linked in the blog post. Blog post is, the title is Styling on a Budget, Selling on Poshmark. So you can go to the blog post and see the steps, and then also get the link to my Poshmark and to the outfit that is on the blog post. Want more information? Go ahead and head over to mixitupwithcurves.com. I'm going to go ahead and link the blog post that this episode is based on, Styling on a Budget, Selling on Poshmark. It'll be in the show notes for you. I'm also going to link my Poshmark, so if you're interested, I will be posting more items. I have like a couple, I think, items that are up there for sale that you can go check out. If you like what you're hearing, go ahead and subscribe and leave me a review. It really helps me so that I know what you like, what you don't like. And check out my Patreon so you can help me in developing the content that's meaningful for you. I am always on Instagram if you want to find me hanging around over there. And if you don't, that's okay. And remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.